In the first hours of election, there is some problem with small groups, federalization groups, fighting and firing and using weapon against the people at the first hour of election. But now everything is going okay.
Did you yourself, did you manage to vote? Did you have any problems going to the polling station and casting your ballot?
Yes, I am going to the polling station and vote easily and fastly and very nice. And I have ink in my right index, my finger. This is the first time in Libya.
The first time you've had the ink on your finger for voting? That's what you're saying?
Yes, it's very delicious, very nice. I like it.
Who did you vote for?
Yes, I vote for a doctor called Dr. Mohammed Oshar. It studied in the United States in 1975.
Why did you choose to vote for him? What was your choice based on?
I think this Dr. Mohammed Oshar is a good person and scientifically very good, and his age is about 50. But I think the man should be work in these days and this situation.
What about the turnout? Were there many people going to vote today? Would you say it was a high turnout in Benghazi?
Yes, sure. There is a lot of people going to vote.
Because we saw some pictures on the television of people burning the ballot papers.
Yes, I told you before, in the first hour of election, there is some people burning. It's not all centers, but the center that there is no good security around these centers.
What do you expect to happen next?
I think we are going toward the right way.
And your family and friends, they feel the same way?
Yes. My family, all persons of my family, my mother and my father, my sisters, my brothers and my wife and my young child is going to vote today.
If Muammar Gaddafi was still alive today, what do you think he would think about Libyans going to vote? He wouldn't be happy, would he?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he's take a number. Maybe it's a number, and I don't think I will vote to Gaddafi because I spent about 32 years from my life with Gaddafi.